Tamani, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Roy, your Uber driver is on the phone?
Yeah, so I have Mark. He was my Uber driver. I got in, and he's a big fan of the show.
What's up, Mark?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Mark, big fan of the show, loves War of the Roses.
Love it.
And he thought he'd get a kick out of it if he's been dating this girl and he wanted to do War of the Roses with her. But, Mark, you said that she's not cheating. You just think this would be funny?
It'd just be fun. I've always wanted to be on a program, especially this segment. And just want to get a kick out of it, you know, whatever.
You're not the only one that's come up to us and said that. Like, a lot of people are like you know, I know they'll send it to me, but let's just do it, you know. Yeah. Just in case there's that 1%.
I'm certain there's nothing. I just thought it would be fun, get a little kick, you know.
Yeah, man.
Surprise, come on the show, you know.
What's your girl's name?
Kara.
And how long have you guys been dating?
We've been dating for about 3 months.
So it's still new.
Cool. Yeah, it's fairly new.
Okay, well then, I guess what we'll do is, for fun, we'll dial up. We've never done this before, so we'll see.
Is she a fan of the show, too?
I mean, I played it when she's in the car with me a couple times.
All right.
Yeah, so we were in the...
as big as me, but... You know.
Did you give him 5 stars, Roy?
I did give him 5 stars.
Mark?
So I got in the car with Mark, and he wanted to call Kara to tell her, and she was like, she wouldn't pick up the phone. So,
okay.
Yeah, so she
that
doesn't...
That would probably work in our favor, too, yeah.
Yeah, so she doesn't have any idea.
She's probably busy with her boyfriend.
She's not like she's expecting us to call her or anything like that.
All right. We're going to do the full thing, just like it's a real war, so don't say anything until we find out who she puts on the card, okay?
Cool.
All right, Mark, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Kara, please.
This is Kara.
Hi, Kara. My name is Nikki. I'm calling from Flowers for You. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Kara, we are opening a new division of our company, and we've got man packages that we're giving away through a social media tag contest. You know, you like the post, you tag 2 friends. Well, one of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected your number to get a man package to send free of charge to someone you love.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it's got some cigars in it, a bottle of bourbon, dinner for two. I just need a name of somebody you'd like to send these to, and then I'll get all of their information here in a moment.
Okay, yeah, I'd like to send it to Richard.
To who, I'm sorry?
Richard.
Did you say Richard?
My husband, Richard, yes.
What the hell?
Hello?
Kara, that's... your boyfriend, Mark.
What the hell?
You're on...
What's going on?
You're on War of the Roses with the Mandy Roy of the Red Morning Show.
Why did I know this was going to happen?
Oh.
Kara, you have a boyfriend and a husband, clearly?
Oh, this is so embarrassing.
Kara, you're married?
I mean...
How long you been married?
Yeah, married... I've been married for almost 10 years. We've been on a break for the past 4 months or so. I mean, I met Mark on Tinder. I totally thought he knew that I was married.
Did not know.
Okay, hang on. Kara, why did you think that Mark knew that you were married?
Well, I mean, I don't return his texts. There is phone calls very much. I never stay over. He's never been to my place. I thought he knew and was just kind of into the whole thing. He told me he loved me the other night. And I was like, oh, don't say that. I'm not into
it. Okay, so Kara, hang on. So you and your husband were broke. You were on a break and now you're back together? Or
we're trying to work things. We're trying to work through things.
You have kids?
We do. We have 3 kids.
I feel awful. I mean, Mark...
3 kids?
Oh,
you're married? Mom.
Oh, my God.
And, Mark, you had no idea, huh? Because she completely reads it differently.
Yeah, because I thought her not, you know, returning my calls. I just thought she was just a cool, not clinging girlfriend. I didn't know that she...
Explains why she didn't answer the phone.
When you called,
she's with her
husband.
So bad, though. Like, you really thought she was going to send... You had no idea anything was going on. You thought she was going to send the package to you and come to find out this.
Do you spend the night with your husband?
I mean, yeah, but we're not always in the same bed.
but you're in the same house. So some nights you've left Mark's place, gone home, and gotten in bed with your husband.
Sometimes, yeah.
Oh, double dipping.
Mark's a riot, though. I mean, Mark, dude, I don't know what to tell you, bro. I mean, are you going to, Mark, are you going to continue this?
No, man. No, man. That's crazy. She's got kids.
Well, and if she's trying to work it out with her husband, I mean.
Well, she's not trying to stop it.
She's working out without me. This is insane. I can't believe it.
I mean, Kara, were you going to call it quits with Mark at any point?
I mean, I was going to see where it went with my husband. I mean, I didn't want, if it didn't work out, then, you know.
Oh, my God.
If it did work out, I would have let him know. And by the way, Mark, the car seats in the back of my car aren't for my nieces. They're for my youngest.
Oh, my God.
All right. Oh. All right. Wow. Mm. Thank God Roy jumped in this car, huh?
Yeah, I just feel awful.
I know. But hey, you know the rule. Now you know. All right. Well, good luck with everything, you guys. Mark, sorry about that.
It's okay.
All right.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us mornings@kiss951.com.